As a kid, and for much of my priesthood, I loved All Saints Day, loved the hymns. But as my theology matured and evolved, I now find it a difficult Sunday. Because now I describe my theology as non-theist. So how does a progressive Christian prepare a sermon for All Saints? While my non-theist view rejects the idea of an eternal, all-powerful, all-knowing father figure residing in heaven, mulling over whether or not to answer my prayers, All Saints Sunday is predicated on that kind of theology. Today's reading of Daniel gives a graphic picture of such a God that I have trouble imagining anymore. While the first use of the word saints within the church was by Paul when he was referring to all the living members of his congregations, by the third century, it was a reference to those who have been martyred for their faith. Before long, their relics, hair, clothing, bone, became sources of spiritual power. Not only spiritual, they were a source of economic wealth. Saints attracted devotees who built shrines and sanctuaries to attract pilgrims who, like all tourists, spent money. Perhaps the most notable, we all know, is in Rome, where Peter is said to be buried. It is not surprising that it didn't hurt business if a saint was shown to have special powers and could intervene with God in heaven on the supplicant's belief, especially if the supplicant was suitably generous. Saints became personal lobbyists, and it's not too late to have your own. Relics are being auctioned as I speak on Trade Me and eBay. In fact, on Trade Me, I know we have a few members of the Third Order of Franciscans. You might be interested in this deal. There's a relic of St. Francis contained in a nice ebony cross available. And if you win the auction, you also get as gifts relics of St. Clare of Assisi, St. Anthony of Padua, and St. Therese of the Infant Jesus. And the opening bid's reasonable, $100. It may go up higher. By the Reformation, deliberately celebrated the day before All Saints, the veneration of the saints was rejected as corrupt and unbiblical. Luther believed that our works could not save us and no one could intercede on our behalf, no matter how righteous or virtuous they'd been in their own lives. Only belief in Jesus' sacrifice on the cross could save us. Even our Anglican 39 Articles of Religion condemns the Romish doctrine concerning the invocation of saints. This didn't stop parishes from naming their sanctuaries after them, or members giving saints' names to their children. But in our defense, we tended only to give biblical figures the honorific title. My difficulty with the saints extends beyond having to accept a worldview of a God in heaven. I also object to those in power defining who are appropriate role models of orthodox belief, piety, and righteous behavior. When we say, she's a saint, we are saying more about our own values and beliefs, if not our behavior. When the church declares it, it is an exercise in power. It is a statement that that person's beliefs, values, and behavior are to be emulated. Defining good versus bad, it becomes a subtle form of coercion. If you doubt it, why is the Catholic Church in such a rush to canonize John Paul II? Why are they violating their own standard that it takes generations to give someone the title of saint? Could it be to strengthen his conservative imprint on the church? On the other hand, it might be most fitting. He holds the record for making the most new saints in the 20th century. During his pontificate, there were 496 Catholics given the honor. while not saying they weren't worthy people, they clearly represented his political, theological, and pastoral agenda. Now, I don't want to just point fingers down the road. This is not just a Roman Catholic phenomenon. While Anglicans have forsaken the beatification and canonization process that requires, amongst other things, the proof of miracles, probably no Anglican could perform one, they still honor the faithful of the past by giving them a feast. Those who get a day reflect the values and theological agendas of the institutional church at the time they were added to the list. Is that a bad thing? Is it wrong to uphold people of faith as examples? Not necessarily. Role models and heroes we respect individually can be invaluable and inspiring. I'm just on my guard when I'm told who they should be, especially by the church. Ultimately, my problem with saints is that they perpetuate the idea that the church is a club. The concept of sainthood feeds our inclination to be exclusive. Who are named saints says a lot about who is a member. I might change my mind if Gene Robinson is ever given a feast day in our lectionary. But until that day, I will maintain my position that venerating people as saints is divisive. To make my point, if I were to give you a word association test right now, where I gave you a word and you said the first thing that came into your mind, and I said the word saint, you would probably say sinner, or at least most of us. Sainthood is about dividing the world into the acceptable and unacceptable. I grant you, this seems like a fairly common human trait. Even Jesus is said to have done it in Luke's story of the Sermon on the Plain, which Jesus began the Beatitudes. The difference is that when Jesus does it, he throws the acceptable out of the club and opens the door to the riffraff. He cuts right to the chase. Those we usually think of as cursed, he says, are blessed. The new members are the poor, the hungry, the grieving, and despised, which throws out most of us here today. Most of us get blackballed on economic grounds alone. If you have food in the refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof over your head, and a place to sleep, you are richer than 75% of the world today. If you have money in the bank, some cash in your wallet, and some loose change at home, you are among the top 8% of the earth's wealthiest people. In case we might miss what a radical message this is, Luke tells us from the start that instead of looking down on his congregation from the pulpit, he looks up at them from the plain. Even his posture changes the rules. It reminds me of when Groucho Marx declared he wouldn't join any club that will have me as a member. While Jesus doesn't mention saints, his sermon offers a helpful counterpoint to the concept. He challenges the popular view that the righteous, the saints, are those who live morally pure lives prescribed by the law and are suitably rewarded. It's not about being acceptable to our neighbors. It's about our neighbors being acceptable to us. It is about being transformed by the divine love and compassion instilled within us and which Jesus reveals. Ultimately, it is not about being blessed, but being a blessing. Well, I don't want to just whinge about the problems with All Saints Day for progressives. It isn't going away. We like the hymns too much, even if the theology can be troubling. So what would a saint's job description look like in a non-theist worldview? What would be the qualifications necessary to attain the position? Well, it might sound a little like this. Needed, all people anywhere of any faith who are willing to make contact with the transcendent energy of love within themselves and others, and convert it into active compassion for themselves, their neighbors, and the planet. Must be willing to do so in every corner of their heart and the world. Everyone is qualified, no one is ineligible. However, a high tolerance for ambiguity, chaos, relativism, cultural differences, disappointments, and personal failings is a must. Must be willing to seek truth, lead where it may, cost what it will. Must never claim to have found it. Patience is a must. The successful candidate must not apply. We will know you by the relics of your lives. A world where diversity is a little more accepted and honored. A world that is a little less impoverished economically and spiritually. A world that is a little more aware that when one of us is cursed by poverty, hunger, grief, or oppression, all of us are. A world that is a little less fearful and a little more loving. Number of positions to fill, approximately 6 billion and growing. Successful candidates will not be notified of their appointment. Compensation, abundant life. Amen.